This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, very excited to have Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for our weekly Talk Radio overview. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you under the auspices of the DJV program. Michael is here in all his regalia. He gets dressed up specially for this program. He has his makeup on. He's done his gargling. He's all set to go with a list of the top 10 stories, according to the research at Talkers, and the top 10 people on the list. So I'm going to stand at attention with a salute to you, Michael. Here I am.
Here I am.
On and ready to go.
Armed with information. At number 10, we have harsh weather and climate change. At number 9, we have Trump's legal problems and a
new and different.
A spat between Candace Owens.
Oh, that spat.
Yes. Yeah,
did you watch that?
Did
you
watch,
see the video of that? The Candace Owens Cardi B thing. Did you think it was appropriate for the public airwaves? Should it have been on cable or not at all? What did you think of that whole
deal? I don't know. I do not sit in judgment of other human beings.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know. Okay.
I think that the spat between Candace Owens and Cardi B is very interesting sociologically, and I think it offers some insight into the fact that all African Americans are not of the same political or social mindset.
That's good.
I find I find the schism between the left and the right within the African American community to be particularly profoundly interesting and complicated.
Yeah.
And I think
well,
that,
it comes from the seat of the table where all blacks are supposed to think the same, and all whites are supposed to think the same, and all Republicans are supposed to think the same, and all Catholics are supposed to. It's nonsense. And but how do we go there? You're a studier of human thought, so how do we go in these directions? What pushes us to think that way?
What pushes us to think that way is the same impulse that pushes us to resist it. We are a complicated species. We are, on one level, extremely social. We're pack animals. We're herd animals. We can't live without each other. Our entire structure, society, and DNA is based upon interdependency and united coordination, if you will. On the other hand, we're equally wired to resist each other, to be independent, to be singular, to be free, and we're constantly battling, whether it's our own personal lives or our organized lives, those two forces, one to be a herd and one to run off on our own. And that's all politics, left and right, comes down to those two forces working together or at odds with each other. Let's go to number 8. We have the education crisis, and we have America's mental health. At number 7, we have censorship and the cancel culture, and the Democrats' assault on the filibuster. At number 6, we have blue state governors on the hot seat. We have Cuomo in the east and Newsom in the west. At number 5, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia, and basically a whole array of foreign affairs. But definitely in the Biden administration, things have changed with China and Russia. And he certainly is not in either country's back pocket, as some suspected he was with China. And it's going to be interesting, to say the least. This is the new Cold Wars of the 21st century. At number 4, the stimulus and the economy. At number 3, the Atlanta spa murders, Asian Americans under siege, and, of course, gun control anytime you have a shooting. And at number 2, we have immigration reform and the border crisis. Immigration reform is back in full blast, and it's going to stay on the front burner for a long time. And number 1, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. Shall we talk about the people?
Please.
Candace Owens and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion at number 10. Gavin Newsom at 9, Andrew Cuomo at 8. Number 7, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 7. Robert Long, the shooter, at number 6. Rand Paul guy that shoots his mouth off a lot. Number five, Nancy Pelosi. She does her share.
He and Fauci together this week in a lovely display of civility.
Amazing.
And, oh, my God, these guys. Go ahead. Here's another one.
Nancy at four. Tony at three. Donald Trump at two, and Joe Biden number one.
You know, Jennifer Horn, who's on the program, the DJV show, and is a, you know, a Republican and a big supporter, has started referring to Trump as the orange man. Which I find amusing.
Is she doing that to be pejorative, or is she doing that as a friendly gesture?
I think it's a, but no, she's very friendly still toward the memory, what I call the memory of Trump. But the just find it interesting because of his obvious like of man tan or orange or whatever, the going to the tan salon. The tan. When I saw him a month or so ago, I've said it on the air many times, he didn't look good. He was way heavy and his face was jowly, but he still looked orange. And so, that you know, he's still very interested in having that look.
He's been called the orange man for a long time by a number of people. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. She's picking up on something that's it's not off the wall. He is an orange man.
Yes, he is. All right, so Megan Thee Stallion. How do we, just not to stick too much with this, but I'm fascinated with this stuff because I feel honestly like my listeners, for the most part, are so out of touch with this, and yet we're showing because I believe. There's a move, you know, you talk about who's listening to the programs that we do, the news talk radio shows and the stations and the audience getting a little bit younger here and there, or whether some people think that podcasts are helping people find news talk radio, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I do know that these discussions, I can't remember when we had a discussion like this that was so focused on something that happened like the Grammys. And I have no identity with this stuff, and I don't mind admitting that I don't have. You know, other people on my programs do, but
well, why do you blame your listeners for being out of touch when it's you who's out of touch?
Well, I don't know. I was blaming the listeners. I was just suggesting some of the listeners may not be in touch, but yeah, I am completely out of touch with this sort of thing. Does that make me a bad host?
No, it doesn't. You can be a good host and be completely out of touch because at least you have an open mind and you're trying to be in touch. It's the bad hosts, so the ones that know with certitude everything they know and have no flexibility nor would ever admit that they're out of touch. So I think honesty is a virtue. And no, I don't think you're out of touch. I don't think you're a bad host. I do think you're out of touch. But we all are out of touch.
How can we be on top of everything? There's so much going on. My God.
That's the point. But that's why we have stories like this, and that's why they are discussed in the news talk arena. It's not number one. It's not every week. But you'll notice that there is a correlation between these award shows and pop culture gossip / politics.
Well, look at The Weeknd. Now, there's something that I didn't know. I knew nothing about him a year ago. And then he did the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then he came out saying, I'm not going to ever go to the Grammys again because I've got the number one record. They obviously don't like black guys because they didn't bring me into the fold. I paid attention to that discussion and felt like I had some authority when I talked about it because it piqued my interest given the fact that he was so confirming in saying, I am never going to be at the Grammys again because they are prejudiced. Here I have the number one record, and they don't even nominate me for anything. I think the guy had legitimate beef, frankly. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he had a legitimate beef. Did it sound that way to you, or did you care?
Well, I always care. But I view things usually in stereo. On one level, he has a legitimate beef. On another level, if you got the number one record and you got the Super Bowl and you got all this, what are you complaining that you don't have recognition? Be above the fray. You see? I mean, how many awards have you not gotten in the radio industry?
Thanks for bringing that up.
You know?
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that this is a fascinating part of human emotions and ego, and that's why we have awards, and that's why every time there's the Oscars, somebody's been snubbed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, look at the woman whose name I can't remember at the moment. She was a superstar of soap operas. She played like a famous role in one of those shows, and she had like 30 years or something where she never got the Emmy.
Right.
And that became her calling card. You see, if that were me, I would never want to get the Emmy, because then you can't
then
go
you
around.
You don't have anything to talk about. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to think about it. I can see that woman, small little, her name begins with an L.
Erica?
No.
Was a character named Erica?
That I don't know about.
All right.
But
well.
I'll get to the bottom of this when we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a point. I want to make this clear about Clear. Clear in the product line that I'm talking about here, that this fight against bacteria and viruses that we're waging and we have for the last year, it's become clear to me that Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system getting and keeping the stuff in your mouth and your nostrils, because when you spray it into your airway, into your nostrils, and I'll give you a quick demonstration about how easy this is. Are you listening? There it is. Okay? I just sprayed my nostrils with Clear. And it'll have a great impact on how I sound, how clear my voice is, how clear my breathing is. And you can use it just that easily, 2-3 times a day. You order it by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, or you can order it. You can get it at the favorite drugstore, grocery store, natural food store. This is a fabulous product, and now is the time for you to step up and use it. Keep it around for all the members of your family. It's all natural. It's called Clear, a quick spray bottle. You put in your pocket and take it with you. It really is fabulous. And now, because a lot of professionals are interested in making sprays more a part of the disease-fighting regimen, there's a petition before the Center for Disease Control that you can sign at clear.com. They'd like you to go there, X-L-E-A-R.com, and look at the petition. Sign it, if you will, if you agree that nasal sprays ought to be used to combat a lot of the things that we confront at this time of year or any time of year. Doctors are using them all over the place. So let's make it legit. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign that petition, please, at clear.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah! Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, moving back into the world of News Talk Radio here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the list of stories and people. One of the things that Michael and I were just talking about off the air was the fate of the stations carrying Rush Limbaugh's program and where it's all going. We all miss Limbaugh for lots of different reasons. Was he the greatest radio host of all time? That's what was on his death certificate. Did you see that? TMZ ran a story this past week about they got into the cemetery where he was buried in St. Louis. And they got a picture of his tombstone or the death certificate. I think it was the death certificate, but it may have been on the tombstone. Praise for Limbaugh. The document came from Catherine Limbaugh, his wife. Maybe it's her handiwork. And so I guess, do we continue to talk about Rush, or is that old stuff, and do we need to move on and think about who's going to be on the air in the hours that he was on from noon to 3 Eastern?
Are you asking me to give you an edict on whether we continue to talk about Rush or not?
I think that because you're the king of talk, you're the person who, the king of talk in the sense that your trade magazine, Talkers, is the Bible of the industry. People pay attention to you and what you say and what's in the magazine.
I think that Limbaugh is one of the greatest, and I don't mean that as a judgment of his talent or his politics, but rather his impact.
Yeah,
I think he was one of the greatest broadcasters in the 100-year history of radio. As to being the greatest, well, who's a greater president, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? Who was the most important Beatle? John Lennon, George Harrison? There are certain things that are subjective and should be left that way. And mm-hmm. So I would never say he's the greatest from talent, but he sure did have a lot of it. And Rush Limbaugh, when radio is looked back at, historically, academically, he's Mount Rushmore. He's one of the five or six biggest talent names in the 100-year history of radio. Big
who would
time.
You put? Who else would you put in that list?
Oh, I think that you'd have to put people like Alan Freed. I think that you'd have to put people like Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey.
Not Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, second tier, second top tier. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's just me. And nothing against Paul Harvey.
I'm asking for you. Yeah.
Yeah. People that did shows or people that, like Edward R. Murrow, he was broadcasting from World War II on radio before there was television, and you heard the bombs in London going off around him, and he's describing it. I'm here, and the flares in the sky, and blah, blah, blah. You know, all of this stuff is part of radio's glorious 100-year history, and we're now in the second century of radio, and in spite of everything you hear about it dying and changing,
ratings are good.
We're rocking and rolling. So, radio is just very deep and complex, and I recoil from anybody being given total credit for any total part of it. It's a team sport.
You know, I will pay tribute to you, because whenever I ask you a question like that, you always go deep, not into the weeds, but deep into, and not even philosophy, but intelligent conversation, equating one thing with another so that it makes sense. And you did that completely spontaneously, as you always do. And you and I have been friends for decades, so I don't have to blow smoke in your ear. But I do, I like to ask you those questions because I know you'll come back with an answer that will be completely unique. And we won't have heard it from anybody else. And that's one of the reasons, frankly, that I ask you those questions, because I want people who are listening to this program to have a unique take on what we are talking about here, the issues of the day and the personalities on News Talk radio stations. And that's the deal. Michael and Doug, 28 after the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments, or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV8. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJB program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed, or your money back, that you will love them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours. As top officials from China and the United States meet in snowy Anchorage, Alaska, grandstanding by both superpowers exposes the depth of their divide. Bonnie Glaser, the director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says expectations should remain low. A reset of the relationship is not in the cards. Spring officially arrives in the Northern Hemisphere on Saturday. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Galen tells MajorLeagueBaseball.com about finding a new home in Arizona.
I think so, yeah. You know, it's when you get traded, it's that weird feeling of, you know, am I wanted here? Is it a business? Whatever it is. But, you know, I love being here. The org, the guys, you know, everything I think just kind of fits my style.
Zach explains how ball placement is more important than speed.
Yeah, I think it's just something, you know, I grew up, I didn't throw hard at all. Had a late velo spike. I think it was my junior year. So for me, it's always just kind of been, you got to learn how to pitch. You got to learn how to mix pitches. You know, I think it was kind of funny back in the day. That was almost a slight of, you know, they were like, oh, he's going to have to mix pitches. But for me, I just think it was a chess match when I'm out there, just trying to outsmart the hitter and use every weapon I have.
Zach's pitching strategy appears to be being predictably unpredictable.
I mean, for me, I just love, you know, different sequences that are outside the box, really. That started back in 19 with Brian Holiday in New Orleans. You know, he was just calling some pitches in different counts that I probably didn't, you know, necessarily think about, and then just went from there. So for me, it's just trying to keep the guys on their toes, not get too predictable, and you know, just stay down in the zone, go up when I have to, and let everything else work off of that.
The Diamondbacks and Brewers mix it up today in spring training, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists at talkers.com every week, the stories and the people. Find it also on djvshow.com or Twitter site, Facebook, all that good stuff. The idea, the Chinese thing, number five, actually both China and Russia, the idea that there might be a debate between Joe Biden and it's just an interesting. I think that's the kind of stuff that makes for a good conversation. Wouldn't it be interesting if the two of them had some sort? I mean, they're not going to do it, but it would be interesting that Putin said, "I challenge you to a debate."
Wow! Now they never. Yeah. They would never do that.
Nah. It wouldn't.
I mean, Khrushchev and Kennedy had a debate, I think, at the World's Fair.
Right.
That was a big deal.
Podium, remember that? Khrushchev founded his shoe on the table.
Well, that was at the UN.
Oh, right. Yes, it was.
And that was back when Eisenhower, I believe, was president. Mm-hmm. And Khrushchev said, "We will bury you." And what he meant was, "We will bury you economically." But the newspapers rushed to judgment with it and made it sound like we will bury you under the ashes of nuclear destruction.
Right. That's the Chinese line.
As it turned out, Khrushchev was kind of a kindly grandfatherly figure. They threw him out because he wasn't tough enough.
Right.
I remember as a very, 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 very young fetus, I found Khrushchev very scary.
He wasn't in the room.
But the name
itself.
Debates between world leaders is not something that we've actually seen. And you know something? It might not be a bad idea under different circumstances. Now, with Biden has got to assert himself to the U.S. political and media scene that he's not the Biden that has been portrayed and in many cases exaggerated as being in the back pocket of the Chinese.
Okay. So here's how that's done. Or let's have a discussion about how you think. I'm going to give you an idea or two. And it's based on my annoyance with the Chinese government and continuing to focus, as I am, on all the vagaries that China, they're buying up farmland in America. They're taking over the cruise business. The latest, I don't know if you heard this about the Crystal Cruise Line that's owned by a Hong Kong company, which is a front for the Chinese government, which is what most businesses are in China. They have decided to ignore all of the wishes of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and any governmental they just said, we don't care what you say, we're going to start our cruises going to the Bahamas, and they're taking people, they're already getting people signed up to go on this 980-passenger cruise liner, the Crystal Serenity, going around Nassau from Florida, and they basically have said, we don't care what the government says. And it's a Chinese-owned company. I mean, how much of this stuff... Did you see the thing this week about the decisions designed to put limits on the... The Chinese bought this radio station in Tijuana, and they're pushing all of the garbage from them into America that way. And they were looking at, isn't there a proposal to have iHeart controlled by a British company? I think that the major radio company in the country controlled by foreign interests. And then who's to stop the Chinese from buying into radio and television? They already have, in a manner of speaking. And where does this stop?
Well, it stops by us having clarity as to what the basic relationship we have with China is going to be going forward. It's been murky. And we are involved in a situation whereby we are still extremely dependent upon a connection to China. When we sever ties with China, a lot of American business suffers and will be destroyed. We are codependent, and they with us.
Yeah.
And the key for Biden simply is figure out a way to operate in coordination with the reality that China's here to stay, but where they understand they cannot get away with a stacked deck, which they've been doing for years
because of the
four presidents that preceded Trump. Trump was the first president to get it on the right track. Biden would be smart to continue in the path that Trump has paved. It'll also help him with his relations with Republicans and conservatives.
Well, the thing that is really startling here, actually, is how we are laying it. What is there? Is it business as usual? You know, this week there were a couple of different proposals for tax increases. We're going to tax the rich and all the big companies, Bernie and that bunch. We'll push it up to 28% from 21%. So where is there somebody who's smart enough to suggest, okay, you want to raise taxes? Great idea. On certain companies that won't come back to America. You want to have an incentive to get people back here? You cut the taxes on the corporations that bring their business, their production, whatever it is, back here from China, and you tax the companies that keep doing business with China at a higher rate. And that seems to make some sense. Hello, am I the only one thinking this way?
No, I don't know. I mean, what you're thinking is the way you're thinking, and other people are thinking various thoughts on that, but the fact of the matter is you're on the right track. I don't know whether or not any one proposal is going to solve it, but we have to think in terms of, not extremes. as extreme as we may feel about China and how really horrible they've been to deal with. They really have. They lie.
Yeah.
They change the rules. They steal. They survey. They're building their military. They're causing trouble in the South China Sea.
They're building their military based on the Uyghurs.
The
investment, the largest investor in the Chinese military industrial complex are U.S. public employee retirement systems. CalPERS is the number one investor in whatever that Chinese company is that I can't pronounce that makes all the warships. Does this make any sense to anybody? But people don't know. So if you don't know, then that has to do with...
Yeah, but then people could find out that the stock that they own, that they are so invested in and care about, might be tied into benefiting by these connections to China. In other words,
building warships? What are they going to use them against besides us?
Well, they're not going to use them against us. They're built. They're built for the sake of building them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's pretty amazing, knock on wood, that the U.S. and the USSR had that mutually assured destruction, went for years, and it never broke out in any kind of hot war, at least between the two nations.
A lot of people made a lot of money making war.
Right, right. Competitors are often in collusion.
Mm.
The relationship between competitors, between rivals, often has somewhere within their depth, when you go down the rabbit hole, a mutually beneficial connection.
See, there you are again, bringing us a point of view that we might not have thought about had you not thought about it. So let's go one step further with relations. Because of what happened in Atlanta this week, a lot of Asian Americans have been organizing, a lot of people in Hollywood, people saying it's terrible in America because we can't live in equality. Asians are being targeted, massage parlors, Asian women, all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of truth to it. In my world, I see a lot of truth in it. But is this just one more way to separate us out, Michael? To have another group?
Wow. That question's rhetorical. That's a great question, and the question stands. I mean, you know, how much hyperbole is there behind all of these news stories that suddenly pop up like mushrooms? All of a sudden, hatred against Asians. Well, I mean, has it always existed? Is it on the rise? Is it a spike? Is it because of COVID in China? Is it because of the bigger picture of China? Is it because we don't have somebody to point at right now as another problem? I mean, what's the reality of these things? Will we still be talking about hatred against Asians 6 months from now, or will it be something that came and went? Can you change human nature? You know, people will always have stereotypes. The question, Doug, is a good question. Those who jump to answer it quickly can only show their ignorance. Some of these questions are best just put on the table for us to ruminate on it, to think about.
All right, well, here's a question that we've been ruminating. All right, we've been ruminating on this question for a long time. What are we going to do to halt the assault? Never mind this most recent Atlanta situation. We got guys like this kid, Robert Long, who's 21 years old, who obviously is a nutbird. Whatever his issue is with Asian women or with his mother or whatever it is, how'd he get a gun? And, you know, that's an old conversation which seems to get us nowhere, except it always surfaces on a lot of the news talk radio programs because some people think there should be more restrictions. Some people say there should be less restrictions. But do we show our weakness by not helping to resolve the problem? Is it up to us as talk radio hosts to resolve problems like used to be the case when Jerry Williams and that bunch
were
around?
It's up to us as human beings who have megaphones, who have bullhorns, have platforms to speak our truth. As long as we are seeking answers and not looking to hurt anybody and trying to find solutions, we have the right to be wrong. We don't have the right to knowingly be wrong and to deceive. And that's
Michael. That's good. Another pontification. That's
my goodness,
so
you're embarrassing me.
On the mark. Well, you've done three times this hour. You've hit that mark. It's 44 past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a question. As we're doing questions, when was the last time you really thought about your nose? Aha! You realize it or not, your nose is the first line of defense against all forms of airborne threats. bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, every single one of them pass through your nose. So if you're waking up in the morning and your nose is all kind of crusty and dry, the way to fix that problem and to protect yourself is to clean your nose. Keep your nose clean, right? You brush your teeth, you wash your face, so clean your nose using the Navage system. Navage is a simple way, natural way to clean out your nose, to get rid of the nastiness as you start your day and as you end your day. Get rid of the stuff that's trapped in your nose. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Use it and like it, or get your money back. Go to Navage.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. So I like to highlight the Michael Harrison interview every week. And this week you have a household name to converse with. Don't you think that she, Kim Komando, is a household name?
I think depending on, you know, the household. But
back to the fractured world we live in.
But Kim Komando is the digital goddess. She's the leading high-tech talk show host in radio, hundreds and hundreds of stations. She's been doing it for a quarter century. She's a very bright woman and extremely knowledgeable about her topic and then some.
Yeah.
So check it out, folks. If you're interested in high tech computers and talk radio and politics and culture, mhinterview.com, Kim Komando and Michael Harrison.
Did you ask her if that was her real name?
I asked her that years ago, and it is her real name.
I know it is. That's why it's her real name. Yeah. Her husband's, I'm trying to remember, Barry Young,
that's right, too. Phoenix Broadcasting, businessman.
Yeah, right. He and I were on at the same time, different stations in Palm Beach hundreds of years ago. All right, so that's it. Check out the Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com or talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's time for our own private time with Chuck Curry. Our movie moments look to the weekend. What's coming out this weekend that's new and exciting, things that you'll be happy to go spend. I want to see The Courier. I'm going to talk to Chucker about that, get his predictions as to what's going on. He's going to tell you about the 4 hours he spent in his own movie theater right after this.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's this music? Chucker, what do we have here?
It's Ode to Joy, which was used in the great action film Die Hard back in 1988.
It did,
very much so. It is the birthday of Bruce Willis, who turned 66 years of age today. He's done 133 He has 133 acting credits. He's done some great movies. He started on Moonlight, got the Die Hard role, which I still think is the greatest pure action movie ever produced.
Good movie.
Perfect executed action movie in acting, direction, script writing, everything about it, concept. He did Unbreakable, Pulp Fiction, Sixth Sense. He's done a lot of good films. Lately, over the last, I'd say, 10 years, he's gone the Nicolas Cage, John Cusack route of doing direct-to-streaming DVD movies for a weekend paycheck, which is sort of bizarre because the guy's worth so much money.
But so much money do they get for doing those couple million?
I don't know.
What do they do for?
Huh? No, I don't think that much. I'm going to say some of these shoots maybe are 2 or 3 days. Probably pay them, I don't know, between $300,000 and $500,000. I would
really,
think.
But it's a way to keep your mind working. It's a way to keep active. It's a way to keep your skills up. Well, but your skills also. It keeps your skills up.
Yeah. But he's also been difficult on movie sets, and I have to believe some of the major studios are reluctant to work with him since he's, you know, getting a little older. It's not the box office drawer.
I would go see whatever he's in. I'd go see any movie. You know what also is playing around a lot on the cable channels is Red. That movie, that's a good movie, too.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
You know, I remember in my mind's eye sitting in a movie theater. I saw Die Hard. First day it opened, Friday afternoon, at the Kings Plaza movie theater in Brooklyn, New York. And that was one of the first films when I was watching it halfway through. I said to myself, this movie is an instant classic. And I wound up seeing that about 8 or 9 times in a movie theater with audiences. They reacted incredibly well to it. But that movie has stood the test of time. And probably in 30, 40, 50 years, people will still be watching that film. That's how good it is. I just
All right, so you spent 4 hours. Yeah. What did you do in your theater for 4 hours this week?
Well, I didn't. Some friends of mine hooked up HBO Max to the main projector of my theater and watched Justice League. I watched it at my ice cream parlor on a 65-inch 4K TV. 4 hours and 2 minutes. The original cut by a different director, Josh Whedon, was 2 hours. This is by Zack Snyder's version. I was amazed how much footage that he actually shot and was left in the cutting room floor. And I'm talking very good footage. This felt like a completely new, fresh movie. It's not perfect, but it flies by very quickly watching it on a big TV screen of 4 hours and 2 minutes. And if you're
so what's basically
Batman,
what's
Batman,
the
Wonder
theme?
Woman, Aquaman, you got to see this. It's like the Avengers, except it's not the Marvel characters, it's the DC characters. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg all team up to fight a world, a menace that's wants to destroy
the Chinese
Earth's population. No, not the Chinese. But I got to tell you, I was fascinated watching it. We had a lot of good stuff. Again, it's not perfect, but if you're a superhero fan, this is a must watch. And a lot of people are going to subscribe to HBO Max. It's creating a ton of publicity for them and the director, Zack Snyder. I must admit, I did like it.
All right, so here we have The Courier coming out this weekend, which is something I want to see in the theater. That may be the number one.
That's
what do you think?
That's the only wider release. That's the only one. I don't think it's going to. I just don't think people are going to run to theaters. I hope it does well. I hope any movie that plays in theater does well, but I don't think it's going to make a major dent. I do not.
Go see it, folks. I'm going to go see it. We'll talk about it on Monday. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.